Well, good morning, everybody. It's Matt Elliott here along with Lloyd Jackson. Lloyd, we've got a great guest coming up. His name is Adrian Lewis. He's the president and CEO of Forgotten Harvest. Adrian, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're glad to have you here. So, you know, Adrian, you really address one of the biggest issues that a lot of our citizens here in Metro Detroit deal with, which is food insecurity. Tell us a little bit about how important of an issue or how big of an issue it is for us in Metro Detroit, and in particular, what happens in the summer?
Yes. You know, it's the summer. This has been an issue for quite some time, but for some reason, it seems to be very expanded during this particular summer. During the summer months, as we would imagine, many of our school kids, ages, you know, 7 through 18, they truly do depend on the lunches that our school system provides. And Forgotten Harvest has traditionally stepped up to make sure that we are being a provider to help fill in that gap. This year, we're making some expanded efforts to make sure that our children are being fed this summer.
And, you know, you're talking about distributing more than 200,000 meals this summer. And, you know, when you hear that number out loud, what does that say about the level of need right now in our community?
It says a lot. It says that, you know, this is definitely going to help supplement that gap. But, you know, when we really look at the complexity of the challenge this summer, it's a big help, but also it spells out that there must be even a greater need.
Well, that need is always persistent, and when our school kids are out and they don't get that free breakfast and free lunch, it becomes even more important that organizations like Forgotten Harvest step in. Tell us a little bit about what powers Forgotten Harvest. And I know it's donations, but it's also a lot about volunteering.
Absolutely. We definitely wouldn't be able to do the level of mission and scale that we do in terms of distributing close to 50 million pounds of fresh, nutritious surplus foods each year, which is equivalent to about 40 million meals. To be able to do that, it takes volunteers. And last year, we had a total of about 35,000 volunteer efforts that were able to help with that mission. And this year, it's going to take the same, if not more.
You know, I've been a volunteer at Forgotten Harvest many times.
Me as well.
And I think, Lloyd, you have too. It's a great experience. And frankly, it's also a summer activity that a lot of our listeners could do with their kids, for example, to be able to help out and give back, but also, you know, help you fulfill your mission. Tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get involved as a volunteer at Forgotten Harvest this summer.
I'll be happy to do that. Volunteers could definitely get involved by visiting our website, www.forgottenharvest.org. We have volunteer opportunities at our Oak Park warehouse. We have a 100-acre farm that's also in need of volunteers. And just special opportunities for long-term volunteerism as well. As we would imagine, you know, this need is consistent throughout the entire year. And to have that consistency in the volunteer. And I'm so glad to hear that the two of you have experienced it, because it's not just a volunteer effort, it's a volunteer experience. And to be able to understand the total impact and complexity that goes into our work, we're always happy to share that.
It's really like family. I you know, when I was there before and helping out, I felt like I was there with family. For parents that are listening who may need help this summer, Adrian, but they may feel a little embarrassed or hesitant to ask, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that I've had that lived experience, and I know what it's like. And I would strongly encourage them to trust that Forgotten Harvest is a place that you will be embraced for your need, and there is no judgment. But also, they could call 211 to find out what specific site is convenient or best for them. And also visit our website, www.forgottenharvest.org. Both of those outlets, again, we're there, we're ready to assist and really, you know, feed those that are hungry. No one in America, more especially Metro Detroit should be hungry.
Well, Lloyd, that is absolutely true. One
yes.
last thing about that minute or that experience in the 30 seconds we have left. You've done some work to revamp the experience for someone who's coming to Forgotten Harvest. Tell us real quickly a little bit about what that's like. What could someone expect if they're a first-time user?
Well, if they're a first-time user, they can expect, that it's a safe environment, that it's, food safety is of the utmost importance to us, but also curating that experience, understanding where the food is going and how it's being acquired in some aspects.
Well, Adrian Lewis, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to hit the break here. But Adrian, you've done a phenomenal job of curating that experience so it's respectful and comfortable. So thank you for your leadership, and thanks for helping us out here in Metro Detroit.
I'm so happy to be part of it. So thank you again for having me.
Have a great weekend.